This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the world of food and restaurants, a James Beard Award is pretty much akin to winning an Oscar. And it's clear Southeast Michigan is doing something very, very right in that world of food. Three Detroit area chefs have won Beard nominations for their work. Alamir Restaurant in Dearborn is one of five winners of the 2016 America's Classics Award from Beard, honored for food that's good and reflects the character of the community. And a tiny restaurant in Hazel Park, just north of Detroit, is now a semifinalist for Best New Restaurant of the Year. That tiny restaurant is called Mabel Gray, and it's only been open for about 5 months. But food lovers quickly made their way to Hazel Park to dive into meals creatively and passionately prepared by award-winning chef James Regatto. Good to see you back here on Stateside, Chef.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, you were here with us last year, and we talked about Detroit's food community, the community of chefs, and the work you've been doing at The Root in White Lake Township. Could you have imagined that we would be sitting here a few months later talking about a James Beard nomination for Mabel Gray?
It's one of those things that it's amazing when it happens, but you can't really work towards that. It should be a byproduct of like a bigger agenda. And for me, I really want to see Michigan cuisine kind of be nationally recognized and understood. So really, the James Beard nod is that to me is like it's kind of like a mile marker. You know, it's saying you're on the right path. We are listening.
I am interested as we talk about Mabel Gray as to why you chose Hazel Park. I mean, the location certainly sets Mabel Gray outside of that Midtown, Corktown, downtown Birmingham scene. But how would you describe Hazel Park for anyone who has never been there and doesn't know Oakland County?
Hazel Park to me is almost like it's an original Detroit suburb. So it's, you know, pretty much 8 to 10 miles. So it's just north of the city limits. And it's rather unchanged, you know, since its genesis. It feels, you know, throwback. You kind of see the original working class attitude that Detroit had and still has. So I've always, you know, been drawn to Hazel Park. It's a working man's town. You know, I'm certainly a working man. You know, I'm on my feet, using my hands kind of guy. So I just connect. I love Hazel Park for its grit and its kind of do-it-yourself attitude, and it fits me.
Did you have people saying, whoa, wait a minute, a bistro-style restaurant, a higher-end restaurant in Hazel Park?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the same thing in White Lake. I mean, if I do something and there's not somebody there, if I don't have a hater, I don't feel – I need that adversity. If I don't have somebody telling me I'm going to fail, I don't usually want to do it.
And what did you want to do with Mabel Gray that was different from what you've done to great acclaim at The Root?
Well, The Root is much bigger. It's about four times the size, whereas Mabel is really like my house. You know, it's kind of like you're literally walking into like my house party. Mm-hmm. So it's my music. We change the menu every day. You know, it's about 10 to 12 items on the menu. We have a tasting menu, which is 8 courses that you don't pick anything. So, I mean, and there's people that are like, oh, my God, yes. You know, there's people that come over to your house and enjoy the party. Yeah. And then there's people that, you know, come in and expect a restaurant to be catered to them specifically, which is, I understand, and there's restaurants like that. But in a 43-seat restaurant in this old diner space in Hazel Park, like, I can do what I want. So some people come in and like, you know, I want plain salmon or I'm vegan. I'm like, well, you know, I'm happy for you, but this isn't really that. You know, you're literally coming to like a dinner party.
You want me to put myself totally in your hands when
exactly.
I walk in the door at Mabel
exactly.
Gray.
Exactly. That's the idea. You know, The Root has a phenomenal vegan menu. You know, Chef Nick at The Root is just – Nick and I have been working together since 1999. We used to flip pizzas, and we've worked in every restaurant together. And that's, you know, 17 years ago. So the chef at The Root is so capable and talented. So, like, I often tell people, go to The Root. If you want, you know, a really accommodating menu, if you want vegan, if you want, you know, just a burger and a beer, I'm like, The Root is still one of the best restaurants in Michigan. But Mabel is much more, my voice and kind of my personality on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I was interested in something you said to M Live about Mabel Gray, and your quote was, "We are a food-centric restaurant."
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
And that sounds like, no duh.
yeah.
But it's like literally food is why we're there. So like I don't have a walk-in cooler. You know, we get daily deliveries. So for us, we 10 to 12 items a day, handwritten. We buy, you know, whole animals, you know, whole fish. It's what I want to eat. It's what I believe in. It's locally sourced. It's natural. It's sustainable. It's delicious. And that's not you. Like I said, I've worked in a lot of restaurants that food is an afterthought.
You aggressively locally source things. Basically, is it safe to say virtually everything that is on a plate at Mabel Gray is
no,
locally
I mean,
sourced?
No, you can't say that. I mean, that's relatively impossible. Even like, you know, locally roasted coffee. Coffee is an equator product,
true.
Right? You know, I mean, we have sugar. We have, you know, there's a lot that I get from the local community. And local being mostly Michigan or regional. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on what your thought pattern is, right? I mean, like if we get lake fish, that could be coming from, you know, northern Ontario. So is that local? I mean, kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But, you know, Ontario, speaking of, has a phenomenal greenhouse program. So I usually say sustainable and natural first. Mm-hmm. Local is definitely a focus of ours. But, you know, I use D'Artagnan, which is a company. They source South Carolina quail and California squabs, and then, you know, North Dakota bison. So if I want the best bison I can find, it's coming from North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Is that local? No. But is that sustainable, natural? Absolutely.
And responsible.
Yeah, and responsible. So I don't, you know, I'm not spiteful about local. I'm not going to make you eat, you know, cellared beets every day, all day, you know, but we do have a beet salad. So I think it's important to source local, but you shouldn't punish people because of it.
But then because you're looking for that, the way you're sourcing things, it's a very fluid menu. You mentioned handwritten, yeah. 10 to 12 items. So give us a sense of what we might find today if we walked in the door at Maple Gray.
We'll have anything. Well, the tasting menu, you know, really changes every day. But I just did a bison dish with like a traditional basil pesto, a little buttered farro, a shaved trumpet royal mushrooms with a porcini blessing, and like seared rare bison. Or, you know, the octopus, which is Spanish octopus, so not local.
Sure.
But a poached octopus that we then sear hard on our plancha, like a flat top. And then we serve it with like a Thai green curry and coconut milk. You know, one of the more local items, we do like pork belly. So we get local pork belly, and then we do like a steam bun, and then Szechuan pickles and like a little bit of a savory fish caramel.
So it's like a real...
Yeah, it's really eclectic.
Cool, crazy quilt.
Yeah. But then our beet salad right now is all Michigan red and golden beets with citrus yogurt, Marcona almonds, and micro celery. And a little bit of, like, I dry out the blood orange peels and I kind of make a powder. So it's like a citrus and yogurt-based beet salad. And that's very simple. And when you eat that, it's very aromatic of citrus because it's wintertime, of citrus season. So dishes like that are incredibly simple. And then dishes like the octopus are very crunchy and flavorful and spicy. And, you know, octopus has a natural kind of chew to it. So I like to, you know, walk that line. There's times where I want to have just like beautiful roasted beets. There's times where I want to have spicy octopus. You know, we do like a duck and chipotle soup with garbanzo beans and crema. And I like food.
What this crop of beard nominations for your restaurant, for three of your fellow chefs? You mentioned Andy Halliday.
Andy's amazing.
The award for Alamir. What does that say to you about what Michigan chefs are showing the rest of the world?
Yeah. I mean, really, for the longest time, at least in my career, which, I mean, I've been cooking for about 16 years, we have this indigenous style. We have the blue collar, you know, kind of like ethnic crossroads that is Detroit. And then we have the four seasons of the state. We have the largest concentration of fresh water on the planet. You know, we have this Midwestern hospitality, which does not exist outside. I mean, there's just Southern hospitality. There's forms of hospitality, but Midwest is my favorite. And honestly, we have, you know, the warmest service, I think, in the country. So we have all these things, and we don't really have this this platform or this voice. We're not coordinating our effort. So it's kind of pockets. And I think in the last 5 years, you know, there's been a lot more coordination. You know, I've done dinners like Young Guns where I grab chefs from across the city, even region. I brought in chefs from, you know, as far as San Francisco, really. But that feels good because a couple of years ago, I was getting these guys together to hang out and do dinners. And now, you know, now we all kind of have the same idea of what Detroit food is or what Michigan food is, really. You know, I think there's more of a singular voice now in Michigan food.
Chef James Regatto of The Root in White Lake Township and the James Beard Award nominated Mabel Gray in Hazel Park. Thanks for being with us today and good luck.
Thank you.